USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks by going to all three sites where the attacks happened. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will start in New York City, where hijacked American Airlines Flight 11 and United Airlines Flight 175 crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center. They will then travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where 40 passengers and crew on United Flight 93 perished after thwarting a planned attack on the Capitol in Washington, D.C. The couple then heads to the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, where American Airlines Flight 77 crashed after it was hijacked. Former Today Show weatherman Willard Scott is dead at the age of 87. Al Roker posting that he passed away peacefully this morning, surrounded by his family. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Flights could be coming in and out of Kabul in the coming days.
A team of technicians from Qatar have been able to reopen Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport to allow aid flights into the Afghan capital. Qatar's ambassador to Afghanistan said Saturday that enough repairs have been made to allow two domestic flights to take off for Mazar-e-Sharif and Kandahar. The airport has not been functional since the final withdrawal of U.S. troops last week, but a team of Qatari technicians are working to restore commercial flights to the airport. The ambassador's statement said that the airfield could begin receiving flights in the upcoming days. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former President Trump is saying he probably won't get a third COVID vaccine. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, the former president saying he feels good, and though he's not against it, it's probably not for him. So far, the FDA has only authorized the third COVID shot for certain patients who are immunocompromised. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many veterans are scratching their heads at what's going on around them regarding U.S. aid.
As American veterans see the U.S. government opening up the southern border to millions of people from other countries, and now the tens of thousands of Afghan refugees, they're wondering why the U.S. government can't help the unknown number of vets living on the streets of America. Eli Crane, former Navy SEAL and Republican congressional candidate in Arizona, tells Fox News his views on the abandonment.
And it really makes, I think, many of us hope and wonder that why we can't get our priorities straight in this country, why we can't take care of Americans first, especially those of us that have actually fought and were willing to die for this country. It's actually pretty tough to come back to a country that struggles with patriotism. And when you see so much, you know, anti-patriotic rhetoric coming out of the media, that's really hard to deal with.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The search for five missing sailors whose military helicopter crashed off the California coast on Tuesday is being called off. The United States Navy announcing it's now a recovery mission, and the five missing sailors were declared dead. The decision comes after nearly three dozen search and rescue flights failed to locate any wreckage. The Navy says the helicopter crashed in the ocean near San Diego during routine flight operations from the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.